Blog Talk Radio.
Hey! Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is keeping me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know who's keeping you? Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for that song. Hallelujah. I thank God because he is the one who is keeping me. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Church. Praise God. I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One more time to come before you. Praise the Lord. I thank and I praise God for that song. Hallelujah. For God is keeping me. Hallelujah. He keeps me. Hallelujah. Sometimes, praise God, when I don't feel like, hallelujah, I can't even keep myself, God keeps me. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord today. Praise God. I give honor unto God and unto my overseer, Apostle Carla McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil of True Vine in a reign of glory. Hallelujah. Reign of glory. Revival ministry. I thank and I praise the Lord for it and praise God. I thank and I praise God for how God is moving by his spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let us get ready and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for today. We thank you and praise you, God, for your goodness, for your mercy on today, Lord. We want to thank you and praise you, God, hallelujah, for your strength on today. We thank you and praise you, Lord, hallelujah, for just how you watched over us this day, God. Father, we give you all the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise and the honor on this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we asking you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to let Ilona, hallelujah, go down under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and let your Holy Spirit increase in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for this day. We give you the glory for your word, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your mercy on this day, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So we're going to start out, hallelujah, from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the 58th verse. Hallelujah. It says, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You know, I thank and I praise God, hallelujah, for one word kept coming to my mind all day, encourage, encouragement, hallelujah, and praise God, hallelujah. When I began to think on that word, encourage and encouragement, hallelujah, I said, Lord Jesus, help me today, because praise God, it is so many of God's people who need to be encouraged, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read a little something here, hallelujah. Praise God. During Jesus' time of ministry on the earth, we observe on several occasions where he encouraged others. He told a paralytic to take courage, son, your sins are forgiven in Matthew 9:2. And to a woman whom he healed of a hemorrhage, he said, daughter, take courage, your faith has made you well. Matthew 9:22, praise God. So many times we are not encouraging one another, hallelujah. When you see your brother or your sister and you know that they're going through, praise God, do you give them a word of encouragement, hallelujah? Thank you, Jesus. We don't encourage one another like we should, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And in Philippians 4:6-7, it said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, hallelujah, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand, praise God. The Lord wants us to know, praise God. We have to, hallelujah, let God know what we need, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, hallelujah. Let him know what we need from him, praise God, hallelujah. And to thank him for what he has already done, praise the Lord. I thank and I praise God, hallelujah, because the Lord let me know we need to encourage one another, praise God, hallelujah. You just only have to say a few words, hallelujah, and sometimes God will give you one word to say to somebody to encourage them, hallelujah. It says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus, hallelujah. The peace of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. It says, praise God, encouragement is something we all need to keep us motivated, love, and feeling confident in ourselves and what we do. And it's sometimes, it's something that is important for our mental and overall health. And it truly can give us just the same amount of joy to give it is to others. Praise God, hallelujah, as it is to receive it. Now, praise God, when we encourage others, hallelujah, praise the Lord, you make that person feel good about themselves, hallelujah. And just like when we want to receive, hallelujah, a word of encouragement, praise the Lord, it makes us feel good, makes us feel confident within ourselves, hallelujah. We all know what it can feel like to pursue something, whether it's starting a new job, trying a new creative hobby, or trying to make a to make small changes in our life and not get any feedback or encouragement. We know what that feels like when you don't get no encouragement, especially when, praise the Lord gives you something to do and nobody encourages you to go on and do it, praise God, and hallelujah, praise the Lord, and praise God, you feel, praise God, hallelujah, that nobody, hallelujah, is encouraging you to do what the Lord have you to do, praise God. And you know how that feels, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise God, praise God, hallelujah. Get when you in life and not get any feedback or encouragement, you want to quit, and it can feel hard to stick with your goals. Plus, it can lead to discouragement because God created us and knows this about our personalities. He has provided, oh yeah, countless verses in the Bible to not only encourage us but also to teach us the importance of lifting up those around us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And we want encouragement. Praise God. Because sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can't wait on somebody to encourage you. Praise the Lord. But you got to go to the Word of God. Hallelujah. And let God encourage you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just like when you want somebody to encourage you and you see someone that needs encouragement, you know what it feels like not to be encouraged. Hallelujah. Not to have somebody just speak a word to you, praise God, hallelujah, or to lift them up, hallelujah, because praise the Lord wants us to lift up one another, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, God, you know, I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, thank you, Jesus, because when you don't get encouragement, hallelujah, praise the Lord, you get discouraged, hallelujah, and praise God, you feel like, oh, I can't go through with this, I cannot do it, hallelujah, but hallelujah, there comes a time in our lives, hallelujah, that we got to depend on God, that we want encouragement, we got to go to God, hallelujah, and let him encourage us, hallelujah, because he knows what to say to us, praise God. Hallelujah. In Psalm 34, 4 to 5 says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened and their faces were not ashamed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We got to go to God. Hallelujah. And let the Lord deliver us from all of our fears. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We want to be encouraged. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then we have to start encouraging others around us. Praise God. And hallelujah, you'll get encouraged too. Praise the Lord. Psalm 34, and they said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We got to trust in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No matter what, hallelujah, Lord gives you to do, praise God, if nobody, hallelujah, comes and give you a word of encouragement, hallelujah, praise the Lord, we got to trust in the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, we got to go to God, hallelujah, and say, Lord, give me a word of encouragement, hallelujah, and the Lord will send a word unto you, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we have to trust in him with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank and praise God today. Hallelujah. Over in Romans 8 and 28, it says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know sometimes, praise God, we go through a hard time, but hallelujah, it's all going to work together for the good for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We have to trust in him. Hallelujah. Joshua 1 and 9 says, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with you, whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah. The Lord, hallelujah, wants us, hallelujah, to not be afraid nor dismayed. Hallelujah. For he wants us to know that he is with us. Hallelujah. Wherever we go, praise God. Hallelujah. We have to depend on God. Hallelujah. But this is a time, hallelujah, praise the Lord, that the Lord wants us to encourage one another. Hallelujah. He wants us, hallelujah, to lift one another up. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank and I praise the Lord for how God is moving by his Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. I just thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For over in Ephesians 3 and 20, it says, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which worketh in us. Praise God. God is able to go beyond, hallelujah, what we, hallelujah, ask or even what we think. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. According to the power which worketh in us. Praise God. We just have to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But this is a time, hallelujah, praise the Lord, where we need to lift one another up, where we need to praise one another. Hallelujah. Where we need to lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because you know, so many times, hallelujah, we see somebody going through something and we will not say a word of encouragement, especially when God give you a word to say to them and you won't say nothing. Hallelujah. You rather see them, hallelujah, down or depressed. Hallelujah. But as soon as God lifts them up, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sometimes some of us Christians get upset when God lifts up those that are going through. Hallelujah. When God brings them out. Hallelujah. Instead of you being happy for them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You get angry with God for bringing them out. Hallelujah. But the Lord wants us to lift one another up. He wants us to encourage one another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I just thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because praise the Lord, ever since, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, I have been going through, hallelujah. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, Thank you, Jesus, that he is the one who is keeping me. Hallelujah. He is the one who keeps me encouraged. He is the one that helps me. Hallelujah. He is the one that gives me the strength that I need. Hallelujah. He is the one that gives me the confidence that I need. Hallelujah. He is the one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. He's the one, hallelujah, who is my deliverer. Hallelujah. I cannot make it without God. Hallelujah. For he knows how to encourage me. Hallelujah. He knows how to say a word of encouragement unto me. Hallelujah. But I give God the glory today. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Oh, you know, I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. For my apostle. Hallelujah. Was praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. She, hallelujah, will give us a word of encouragement. Hallelujah. You know, I praise and I thank God for her. Hallelujah. But not so many pastors, hallelujah, are giving their people a word of encouragement. Hallelujah. And the people are going other places. Hallelujah. They get a word, hallelujah, of encouragement from somebody else. Hallelujah. But you know, I thank and I praise God, hallelujah, for how he is moving by his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, I give God the glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Let us lift up one another. Hallelujah. Let us encourage one another. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Over in 1 Corinthians 16 and 13, it says, be on your guard. Hallelujah. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous and strong. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Be on your guard. Hallelujah. For the enemy will try to come along. Hallelujah. And make you feel depressed. Hallelujah. But praise God. Praise God. The Lord is saying, stand firm. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Stand firm in your faith. Hallelujah. Be courageous and be strong. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. Hallelujah, Lord. We got to encourage one another and build one another up. Hallelujah. Help each other to go through. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians 6 and 2 said, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the love of Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. We got to bear one another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us encourage one another. Let us build one another up. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. If you just say one word, hallelujah, to somebody that you know is going through, you don't know what that one word, hallelujah, is going to mean to them. Praise God. If you just smile at them, hallelujah, Lord, you don't know what that smile is going to do. Hallelujah, Lord. They might have been waiting all day for somebody to just say a word or somebody just to smile at them. If we would just learn how to build one another up, hallelujah, Lord. If we would just encourage one another, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Lord. You know, I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. We give God the glory and the praise today. Hallelujah, Lord. Let us, hallelujah, encourage one another. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't fear. Don't fear to encourage somebody else. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise God. Don't be afraid to encourage somebody, especially when God gives you a word to say to that person, and the enemy will tell you, you better not say that to them, or else they're going to get upset. But you got to know that it's God speaking to you. Hallelujah, Lord. And give them that word of encouragement. Help to build them up. Help them to go through. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Oh, we thank and praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Encourage one another. Hallelujah. This is a time where we can encourage one another. Hallelujah. And build one another up in the faith. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank and praise the Lord. We thank and praise God for this day. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Jesus. We thank and praise God for his word. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God for another day. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that you got something out of the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. But praise God. Let us lift up one another. Hallelujah. Let us encourage. Hallelujah. Help build one another's faith up. Help build their confidence up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank and we praise you this day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let us not forget, praise God, on tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., hallelujah, Apostle Carolyn McNeil of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry will be doing morning prayer at 8 a.m., praise God, hallelujah. Let us not forget, hallelujah, at 8 a.m. it'll be morning prayer, praise God, hallelujah. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, for this day. I give God the glory and the praise, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for your word. I thank you and I praise you, God, for your goodness on today. Father God, bless each and everyone on the line tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ask you, Lord, to bless their loved ones, bless their home in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm asking you, Lord, to watch over them and protect them in Jesus' name. And Father God, remember Israel in the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and we praise you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank and praise God for each and every one tonight. Hallelujah. I give God the glory, the honor, and I give him the praise. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hope and pray that you got something out of the word of God. Have a blessed and beautiful weekend. Praise God. Hallelujah. And stay safe in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.